DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Welcome back, everyone. Of course, we're going to start out with our first guest tonight. It's about, for native-born Americans, the struggles of being a refugee can be difficult to understand. Stressors only increase when someone flees their native land, in many cases, with the lives of themselves and their families in the balance. Now, Twin Cities, a nonprofit organization, is providing an outlet of comfort for a group of women who fled Afghanistan in recent years. Sonia Annunciacion. Oh my gosh, I love that name, by the way. It's really quite remarkable. She is the organizer of A Light, and she's joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to explain how sewing, yes, the needle and thread, sewing can be soothing. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Sonia.
Thank you for having me.
My goodness, how long have you been here in the United States?
I was born and raised here.
Oh, wonderful.
But, my parents are from Afghanistan.
I can only imagine how difficult the travels were for them. I can only imagine the challenges that they have here in the United States. So you being here the whole time, I'm just curious to know, why would you start something called the Sewing Social? What was it about sewing that told you, yeah, this is the thing we need to do?
Yeah, you know, originally partnered with the state of Minnesota and taking care of immediate needs of a community that was coming into Minnesota. So mm-hmm. we helped them with setting up homes, and we offered a market for them to come in and shop for free, new dignified items. But we were hearing from the community that they felt very disconnected from the rest of the Afghan community. They were very depressed, isolated, alone. No one understood their language. They didn't understand the language here or the culture. And we wanted to continue the support. So we asked them what they like to do and what type of support they're looking for us. And they said that they love to sew. So we decided, why not start a sewing social for women to get together? They have a safe space, and it'll be confidential. And we'll offer a mental health facilitator who would be there for them to do exercises with the group or have one-on-one support with them.
First of all, I love the idea. Second of all, I think Americans need this as well. This sounds like something you could really build on and just have so many nationalities enjoy sewing. I remember taking sewing class when I was 13 years old. My father would take me, and I loved it, but I was terrible at it. And when I was reading about the stitching and the sewing machines and the type of sounds that they make and where you guys do all of this sewing, I'm just curious to know, have other people asked you, Americans asked and said, wait, we should do that?
You know, it's really interesting because we have many volunteers that join us, and they take part in the sewing as well. They help the women learn the new machines, and they become our regular volunteers. So, it's really great. We're part of a great community. We have great partnerships that help make this happen. And the women are able to sew clothing that they wouldn't be able to find here that are culturally appropriate for them.
So all of the things that they are sewing, are they selling them? Are they selling their wares?
Mainly they're using it for themselves or for their children. Some women are starting to sell the items, or they would like to. But aside from the sewing, they've, you know, really created meaningful relationships with one another from mm-hmm. when they first started and when they first arrived here in Minnesota. So many benefits to the sewing social.
Okay, so here's the thing. I know that the trials in Afghanistan was back in 2000, 2002, that sort of thing, 2001, and it kept going, kept going, kept going. The challenge is that we know here in America, women in America know that the Afghanistan women were threatened, that there were people who wanted to kill you just for being you, being a woman and being successful and teaching and that sort of thing. Where are you at today now that you're here in America? Of course, you were born and raised here. But all of these Afghan women, are they feeling comfortable here in this country? Because I sure hope they are.
Yes, they all feel safe here now. But, you know, there's just so much to process. You know, they still have family there. I still have family there as well. They still have their friends there, their homes, their lives. And they had a really rich lives in Afghanistan, and to start from zero is really difficult. They've been through a lot, and unfortunately, the situation in Afghanistan continues to worsen. Women have no rights. Children have no rights. If you're educated, you have no rights. It's a very, I think I read that it's the only country in the world that has taken away education from women.
Yeah, it broke my heart, that's for sure. As you look at all of the women that are sewing and that are really enjoying being together, right, starting these relationships, close relationships, that's exciting to me. At the same time, I'm curious to know if you've lost women, if women have left the sewing idea and said, no, this is not for me, and if they did leave it, where did they go? Are they okay?
Sure. You know, this has become a really important part of the women's lives. They look forward to it every week. There have been a few that had to leave because of their schedules with work or with school, and they were very sad to leave. But we're still in communication with them. We have monthly field trips for women and youth. So many of the women are still part of that. But no, we still stay in contact. We have a WhatsApp group where all of these women are a part of, our entire community. So we still stay connected with them, but the women truly love these sewing socials. It has changed their lives. Many women have shared that they were very depressed. Some of them said they were their doctors had prescribed medication, and they've gone through therapy. But with all of that, this is what has made a difference to them.
Well, your nonprofit, A-Light, I would love to hear a lot about that. Can you tell us more about what it is and why it is so important?
Sure. Light is a nonprofit global humanitarian organization. We're in over 20 different countries. We've been around for 40 years and headquartered here in Minnesota. But I run the Afghan program here in Minnesota.
And of course, welcoming, making sure that we Americans also welcome in these refugees. That's the beauty of it. If it continues, where people are actually gathering with you, wanting to know more about your culture and you trying to learn more, or them trying to learn more about our culture. I'm hoping that that is still existing. I know when they first got here, it was a little uncomfortable, but boy, you've been really seeing others that feel very comfortable here in America. And that's a good thing. Was that your intention, was to make sure that they felt they were a part of us now?
Yes, it's been our priority to make sure that this community knows that they're welcome. And I think that Minnesota has really stood out from the rest of the country because of the warm welcome that we've provided. Everyone, regardless of political backgrounds, religious background, everyone has really pitched in to help this community.
So you're doing this now, the sewing. It's a weekly event, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Have they decided, oh, I think we ought to do this 3 days a week or 5 days a week? Has it started to change at all?
You know, we've been consistent with having it be once a week. You know, we don't know what the future holds, and it all depends on funding and depends on support and partnership. So I just want everyone to remember Afghanistan and remember the community that we have here. It just doesn't just stop when they have a new home. You know, resettlement can take a process. It takes years to fully rebuild a whole life again here.
That's so true. And it's not just the women, it's also their children, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's the real challenge. So what is next for this incredible group as you spread it through the communities of Afghan women? Will it always be sewing, or are you also looking forward to something more even?
Yeah, I had mentioned earlier, we have a couple different programs. We have myself and our community guides are available to Afghans as a resource hub for people to go to if they don't know where else to go to, if they need someone confidential to confide in. We also have our field trips. So we take a group of 30 women once a month and a group of 30 youth once a month to different parts of Minnesota to show them what we have to offer. So either landmarks or events. We've done a twins game. We've done museums, sea life, a really fun and engaging for our community. We also have volunteers that give the moms a break so they can hold the babies or play with the children to let the women just get to know one another and build those friendships. And we are going to continue these sewing cohorts. So this one is just ending. We're going to have a little commencement ceremony next week after a five-month program. And it'll just be a fun party with the women. But we will continue to stay in touch. We'll continue with virtual visits just for the women to reconnect.
I just think it's really wonderful.
Yeah, a lot of the women, you know, now they've formed these really strong bonds and they get together outside of this. They have birthday parties together and eat events. We just threw an eat event last month where we had over 300 people and it was really special.
You know, I really truly believe that women, when we work together and we build friendships, it is absolutely necessary, not just for us individually, but for all the other women that are watching, listening and saying, I want to be a part of that. Has it gotten to a point where you say, okay, we can't afford to have more women, more Afghan women doing the sewing and coming together? Or are you spreading out and maybe having satellites in different areas here in the great state of Minnesota?
That is our hope. That is our wish, that we can expand throughout Minnesota and throughout the United States and help this community and other newcomers in Minnesota and outside of Minnesota. That is our hope. As long as we have the support of our community, we can do it together.
Final question. Is there something that you want to change? Is there something that's happening here in the United States for these women and yourself that you really want to change? And if so, can you tell us about it and what you would need to change it?
Great question. I hope that I wish that organizations and our any government, our state has done a great job of it, but just to focus on keeping things human-centered and offer some joy in things as well. It's not just the basic needs. Community means such a great thing to have. Afghans are very social people and they need that human connection. There's just such a need. And so many of these women are going through depression right now and isolation, and they feel guilt for leaving their families behind. And these children are our future. So let's build them up. Let's work together and continue the support. And I ask everyone to still remember Afghanistan and remember our new Afghan neighbors.
Well, you know, these women are saying that this, the rally call, is the same thing that the women of America, that we do, right? Those that are born and raised here. It's the same challenges. It's just in a different form. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. I could not wait to talk to you and just hear all about this sewing thing. I took sewing classes and I was terrible at it. In fact, the third class I went to sewing, they had me do a plaid jacket. One of the most difficult pieces of material. I was awful.
Well, you have more experience than me.
Well, it has been a pleasure being with you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us, Sonia. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Pleasure speaking with you as well.
Oh, give us the website for A-Light.
Yeah. Our website is wearealight.org, and it's A-L-I-G-H-T.
Wearealight.org.
Thank you so
much. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze. Let's love.